Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He was almost an April Fool's baby. He had Fool in his name, but he earned enough respect to be named Horse of the Year some 70 years ago. His name was Tom Fool. Foaled on March 31st, 1949, at Manchester Farm adjacent to Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky, Tom Fool was a bay colt by Me Now, out of Gaga by Bulldog. His breeder was Duval Headley, who owned Manchester Farm and a member of a family which was instrumental in the founding of Keeneland. Headley sold Tom Fool privately in April of 1950 to Green Tree Stables of John Hay Whitney and Mrs. Charles Shipman Payson. The colt had run his right hind leg through a fence and had sustained a flesh wound shortly before he was sold, but the injury was minor and caused no further complications. With future Hall of Famer John Gaver as his trainer and future Hall of Famer Ted Atkinson as his jockey, and carrying Green Tree's pink and black silks, Tom Fool won on debut in August of 1951 at Saratoga Racecourse and quickly added the Sanford Stakes and the Grand Union Hotel Stakes in his next two starts. It gave him three wins and two stakes victories in the span of 12 days. Described as a big, strapping, good-looking colt, Tom Fool later won the Futurity at Belmont Park in what was seen as the key juvenile race of the season. Despite being the fourth betting choice, he defeated all of the primary contenders within the division, leading both Thoroughbred Racing Association and Daily Racing Form to name him champion two-year-old colt of 1951. But things took a complicated turn for Tom Fool as he started his three-year-old campaign. In March of 1952, he got frightened and jumped a hedge at the training track in Aiken, South Carolina. In April, he was beaten a head for the win in the Wood Memorial in New York, and a persistent cough kept him out of the Kentucky Derby. Doubts also had arisen about Tom Fool's ability to cover a longer distance of ground. He had been second both times he had run at a mile and an eighth, and he had been a non-threatening third in the Traverse Stakes at a mile and a quarter. Tom Fool managed to regroup late in his three-year-old season for a win in the 83rd running of the Jerome Handicap at Belmont Park, and he won the Empire City Handicap at a mile and 3/16, despite conceding 19 pounds to the runner-up. It all set the stage for what was to come. As a four-year-old in 1953, Tom Fool won at distances ranging from 5.5 furlongs to a mile and a quarter. He showed speed in winning the Carter Handicap in track record time for 7 furlongs under a record 135 pounds. He showed courage and stamina in winning the Suburban Handicap at a mile and a quarter. Tom Fool was so good that he became the first horse in 40 years to win the Metropolitan, the Brooklyn, and the Suburban Handicaps in the same season, and he carried top weight in each of those races. The 136 pounds he carried in the Brooklyn equaled the highest weight ever carried by a winner of the race. Breaking the track record at Pimlico for a mile and 3/16 and winning the Pimlico Special in his final career start, Tom Fool finished the year with 10 wins in 10 outings. He so overpowered the competition that his final four races were programmed as non-betting exhibition events. Standing just under 16 hands and weighing slightly less than 1,100 pounds, Tom Fool was said by some to be the best-looking horse in training. He was named Champion Older Horse and Champion Sprint Horse, as well as Horse of the Year for 1953. And he was inducted into Racing's Hall of Fame in 1960. Years later, Bloodhorse Magazine would rank him number 11 on the list of greatest racehorses of the 20th century. The sire of Kentucky Derby winner Tim Tam and former Horse of the Year Buck Passer, and also a leading broodmare sire, Tom Fool died at the age of 27 on August 20th, 1976. When Tom Fool was retired from racing, Green Tree Stables issued the following statement, quote, "We are proud of our horse, and we feel that nothing could be added to his reputation by running him again," end quote. Atkinson said the horse was one of the finest gentlemen he ever knew and spoke of his calm assurance in the paddock. Gaver said the horse had spoiled him. And a veterinarian who worked on the Green Tree horses said, quote, "I never had to do a thing for Tom Fool. No blistering, no firing, no special medicines to keep him on his feet and running," end quote. On April Fool's Day, we remember Tom Fool. Far from being a joke, one of the most respected horses of all time and the Horse of the Year some 70 years ago. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.